Shana Tova, and welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. It is great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Yom Chamishi, third day of the month of Tishrei, today's Tzom Gedalia. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, whose names are all prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. As we shared last week, the program will continue going forward Monday through Thursdays. That's Monday through Thursdays with all of the Yom Tovim. We have two programs next week, Monday and Tuesday, and then we'll be on recess until the day after Simchas Torah. So we'll be back that Thursday right after Simchas Torah, but we will be on a break for a little while, and we'll come back with great energy on Thursday, September 30th. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Yoel Vinsky of Kehillas Moreshes Yaakov in Brooklyn, New York. Share Divrei Chizuk, which will immediately follow by Rabbi Vinsky slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach, Lecholim, and Achenu, the Chavot, with great honor, Rabbi Vinsky.
To all of you, thank you again, Rabbi Herman, and the OU for giving me the privilege of being here with you again. I personally, I could already say from my experience that I've gotten a tremendous chizuk from always being here on this call. And the words that have been going through my head a lot over this time of Elul, Shoshana, now we're getting ready for Yom Kippur, and it's all, everyone is a step higher to get us a higher level, closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I think the one who said it, you could say best, I don't know if we can judge who said it best or not, but it was Rabbi Amnon Mimagnesa who composed the tefillah of Unesana Toikif, the tefillah of literally who lets this means this let's describe the strength. And I would say the word severity, but not in a negative way. Severity, it's very, very awesome and very powerful. The Kedusha Sayyim, the holiness of this day. But more, the word Kedusha we know is, when a man marries a woman, so she's Mekudeshes. She's betrothed. She is special for him. So this day is Kedusha, special for a certain purpose. What's this purpose? What is this all about? And over the years, myself, and I think many have had a little bit of a wrong understanding of this tefillah. Meaning, we hear this tefillah, and this is a description that I was put very well by Rabbi David Orlovsky from Eretz Yisrael, who described his impressions of this tefillah, of this prayer, as a little child. And he described the fear and the subconscious understanding that when the prayer goes through describing mi yichyo mi yomos, who will live and who will die and how and who will have peace and who will have serenity, who will have success, who won't, who will be raised, who will be lowered. His idea was that's going to happen to everyone, but you're going to get bad stuff because you're a bad guy. And that's really not the right impression. Meaning we have this idea of, you know, my Rebbe, the Mashgiach of Mir, he comes from Switzerland. He introduced us to a concept called Drei Tage Juden. Jews that come 3 days, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we'll do what we got to do, and we're good for them for another year. That's missing the boat. We're coming to such a day of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Every day of Aseret Yemei Teshuva in which we find ourselves right now is tremendously powerful. It's all of Unisana Turkish Kedusha Sayyim. So let's try to understand a little bit, what is the awesomeness of this day? What is so powerful about these days that we find ourselves in? And keep in mind that this continues through Sukkot, with the climax being Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. So to answer this, we go to another part of the prayer that, of Musaf that we have in the Shoshana after we blow the Shofar. Every time that we blow the Shofar, we say, Hayoim Haras Olam. Today is the birthday, is the day of when the world was conceived. And because of that, because inherently in this day is the power of rebirth. As Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains, we're not getting a extension on our lease on life. We are getting a brand new life. And the entire day of Rosh Hashanah, we're concentrating on this and incarnating the King. To understand just what type of days we're about to enter, or we have already entered, and what we can accomplish. Not a day that we should feel, oh, what can I do? What can I accomplish? You know, that's it. You know, who's going to live? Who's going to die? The years before have been full of so much pain and grief and sorrow. That's it. I'm done. No. Hayoim haras oilam. Today is a day of rebirth where we can, and unesana toikef kedusha siyayim, we have the power today to decide how we will be reborn. How this world will be reborn. That's what we have in our hands. We can, it's in our hands to write the history of the coming year. And that's why Rabbi Amnon was, that's what he was telling everyone. Keep in mind, yes, it's a day of judgment, but understand what that means. That each and every one of us has the power to influence who will live and who will die, who will be successful, who will fail, who will have serenity, who will have peace and who won't, who will be raised, who will be lowered. It's in our hands. Because Baruch Hu gave us that power. And that's the sound of the shofar. Wake up, understand who you are. When we're approaching such awesome days, it would be remiss if we, how could we properly observe them? How could we properly live them, I should say, if we don't know who we are? The Tam Zereba, the Chen Levrocha, explains this with a beautiful, beautiful mashal. There was a prince who went far away for whatever reason. He went away from his father, from the palace, and he assimilated and became a regular guy just like everyone else. Years went by, another year and another year, and just like everyone, he's trying to make a living. And he became a farmer, a shepherd, and he was part of the shepherd's union, and his hut that he had, where all the shepherds had their huts, got a leak in the roof. And he couldn't figure out a way. He tried fixing this guy and that guy and the other contractor. Nothing worked. So finally he heard, you know, the king is coming through the town and there is a custom that whoever throws a note with his request and it lands in the king's coach, that request is granted. So he writes up a request on a little piece of paper and everyone is standing there and he throws his note at the coach. And of all notes, his note lands right in the king's lap. The king opens up the note, and he recognizes his son's handwriting, because that connection between a parent and a child never gets broken, no matter what. And he's filled with pain. He says, "My son. This is my son. Yeah, I'm the king, but the king is his father. He could have asked me for so much more. He could have asked me to come back to the palace. He could have rekindled that relationship. Instead, what's he asking for? And that's us in the Rabban Shalom. The Rabban Shalom is the king of the world. We're coronating the king. Yes, he is the king of the entire universe. He creates the entire universe. Every single one of us. But who is this king? Avinu Malkeinu. Our father. The king is our father. And that's what he's telling us. Yes, Hayom HaRatzon, it's a day of judgment. It's a powerful day. It's an awesome day. But your power of you, my children, is no less awesome. So maximize it. Understand what you have in your hands. Get to know yourself. Wake up. Remember who you are. And when we start recognizing ourselves, wow, that's who we are. We're coming to Yom Kippur. Once we realize who we are, then we're filled with remorse. How can we have conducted ourselves the way we have? It's unbefitting for royal children. And that's Yom Kippur where we get forgiven. And then we come to the Sukkot where we have that happiness, because the happiness of peace, meaning of completion, shalom, shlemos, where we realize who we are. And there's no better happiness than knowing where we stand. When someone is not sure of himself, where am I, what am I, what should I be doing, this or that, that's stress. Sukkot is a day of clarity. But how is that clarity? After preparing ourselves with a Chodesh Elul or a Shoshana and a Yom Kippur and coming close to our royal father, to the King of all kings. So I bless all of us that we should really realize the awesomeness of the days, but the awesomeness of the opportunity that each and every one of us has, and maximize it to the max and achieve maximal closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And thereby live to see the day this year, Mitzvah Hashem, where we'll hear the big shofar, the shofar Shlom Mashiach, that will herald our homecoming once and for all. A gemar chasima tova to everyone. To strive for the top, strive for the best, strive for nothing less than the best. A full homecoming, a full reuniting with our Father in Heaven. Thank you so much. Yeah, Rabbi Herman, I think we're ready for the Tehillim.
Echavod.
Okay, Kapitel Chof, chapter 20. Everyone join me from wherever you are. Lam natzeach mizmoir ledovid. Yancho adonoi b'yoim tzoro. Yisagev choshem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecho mikoidesh umitzion yisodeko. יזכור כל מנחוי סכו ואילות סכו ידעת שנעשה לו ייתן לכו חלבובכו וכל עצות סכו ימלא נרעננו בישוע סכו ושם אלוהינו נתגויל ימלא ידוינו כל משאלי סכו אתו ידעתי כי אישי ידוינו משיחוי יעניו משמי קודשוי בגבורויס ישע ימינוי אלה בורכה ואלה בסוסים ואנחנו בשם אדינוי אלוהינו נזכיר הימו קורו ונפולו ואנחנו קמנו ונסוידות אדינוי אישיו המלך יעננו ויועם קורנו
קפיטל חוב גימל צ'פטר 23 מזמוי לדוד אדינוי רואי לא יחסור בינויס דשא ירביצני על מי מנוחויס ינעלני נפשי ישויבב, ינחני ומגלי צדק למען שמוי, גם כי אילך בגי צלמובס לא ירורו, כי אתו ימודי, שיפתחו משנתך אימו ינחמוני, תערך לפוני שולחו נגד תוירוי, לשנת ושמן ראשי קויסי רבויו, אך תוי וחסד ידפוני כל ימי חיוי, ושבתי בביס אדוי נוי לאוירך יומים.
Capital Kuf Chof Aleph 121.
Shilam Alois Eso Einai El Heorim Mei Ayin Yavoy Ezri Ezri Mei Madoi Noi Oisei Shomayim Vooret Al Yitein Amoit Raglecho Al Yonum Shoymerecho Hinei Lo Yorum Velo Yishon Shoymer Yisrael Adonai Shomerecho, Adonai Tzilecho, Al Yad Yeminecho. Yoimo Mashemesh lo yakeko viyoreach maloilo. Adoino yishmor chomi kolro. Yishmor es nafshecho. Adoino yishmor tezchol voyecho. Meyatovi adoilom. Kuflamed 130. Shira malois mi mamakim kerosicho adoinoi. Adoinoi shimovi koili kieno znecho kashuvois. Lekoil tachanunoi. Imavoi nois tishmor yo. Adoinoi mi yamoid. Ki imecho aselicho leman tivorei. Ki visi adoinoi ki visonafshi. Pelidvoroi oicholti. Nafshi ladoinoi, mishoimirim laboiker, shoimirim laboiker. Yachel Yisroel ladoinoi, ki madoinoi acheset v'arbe imoi fedus. V'hu yifdes Yisroel mikoi laboinoi sov. Mi sheberach aviseinu Avraham Yitzchok v'yakoiv, Moishe Aaron Dov v'dushloi Moishe v'perach v'layo. Hu yivorech v'rapei es hacholim. Bavu, shonu mispalim bavurom, bishchav zakodesh boruch yimol irachim malim lachlimom lrapoisim lachayoisom, v'yishlach lemeiro refuah shileim min ha-shamayim lechol evoreim ulechol gideyem, v'soich shor choy leYisrael refuah sa-nefesh, refuah sa-guf, hashto bagolo v'zman koriz v'nemar omein. Achenu kobeis Yisrael, hanesunim batoro v'ashiyo, hoimdim bein v'yom ubein v'yabosho, המוקוי מרחם עליהם ביוציאי מצורו לרווחו מאפי לו ליוירו ומשיבוד לגאולו אשתו בעגולו בזמן קוריב ונוימר עומי.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Vinsky. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah to all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and especially as we go soon into Yom Kippur, may all of our tefillos be answered l'tova, and may all be blessed the year of good health and bracha, nachas and success and everything that we're hoping and needing and looking for, may it all be answered for us and to all Klal Yisrael. Please join us again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Please join us again next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. Mar Tov, and as this is our last program for the week, Shabbat Shalom.